Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
You won't believe what we have in store today. We have the youngest people to ever be in Mike Clark's recording studio. We are doing a segment today on kids and chiropractic, and I thought, what better way to talk about what it's like to have kids under chiropractic care than to actually have kids under chiropractic care here in the studio?
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
So please welcome Mackenzie and Aiden. Yay! Okay, so Aiden, how old are you?
8.
You're 8? Did you just turn 8?
Yeah.
You did? You just had a birthday? So what grade are you going to be in?
3rd.
You'll be in 3rd grade. Nice. And Mackenzie, how old are you?
7.5.
And a half. So you're going to be in what grade?
2nd.
2nd grade. Okay. So you guys have been around the block maybe once, right? You've been around for a little while. And would you say that you guys are healthy?
Yes.
Yes. How do you know you're healthy?
Because I almost never get sick.
Really? You know, I've known you for a while, and I don't think I've ever known you to be sick.
And so do I.
Yeah, you don't get sick much either. So when you do get sick, what happens?
You break the fever or the sickness very quickly.
Oh, you get sick, you get well fast? So if you have a fever, do you take medicine for the fever?
No.
No.
No? Have you ever taken medicine for a fever?
No.
No.
So Mackenzie, when you don't feel good, what do you do? Do you take medicine? Have you ever taken medicine?
No.
Never?
No.
Have you ever? I never, ever, ever?
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. Your whole life?
No.
That's true.
That's pretty amazing.
I can say that's true because I'm actually Mackenzie's mother. That's true. I know. She has never taken an over-the-counter medication, never taken like a Tylenol or a fever reducer, and she's actually never taken a prescribed medication as well. She has no chemicals that have been placed in her body.
That's incredible.
Pharmaceuticals. Yeah. 7.5 years old.
Amazing.
And, you know, so, but it doesn't mean she's never been sick. You've been sick sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never that big of a deal. Sometimes you might get a cough, right? And you've had a cold and a fever before, right?
Mm-hmm. This one right there.
There was a cough. But you know what? Are you taught that when you don't feel good and when you're sick, does that mean your body's not being smart?
No. No.
Yeah, when you don't feel good, it means your body's actually being smart, right? It's helping your body heal.
Yes.
So when you get sick, what can you do to help your body heal? Do you know?
Tea.
Tea? Yeah, that's true. You take tea. Mom makes you tea when you don't feel good. Okay. Does mom ever take you to get adjusted?
Yes.
Yeah. Kenzie, you've been adjusted when you were sick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember, Mackenzie, when you were like, I want to say almost 3 years old, you came into our bedroom and you woke me up and you said, Mommy, I need to be adjusted. Mm-hmm. You remember that? Because we talk about that. You said, Mommy, will you adjust me, please? And I'm like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
I've what heard do you that mean? Story.
And Mommy felt your head and you had a fever, so I adjusted you. Did you get adjusted because it would help your body heal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. How old were you guys? How old were you, Mackenzie, when you got your first adjustment?
10 seconds old.
10 seconds old? You probably don't remember that, though, right? That's true. You were 10 seconds old when Mommy gave you your first adjustment. Aiden, you were a little older. Do you remember how old you were?
15 seconds.
7.
Yeah, you were 7 because I just met you last year. But your mom and dad raised you to believe that your body was smart and your body would heal, right? Do you remember ever taking medication?
No, but I do know that I have before we knew.
Before you knew. But they've known for a long time that your body can heal on its own, right?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So you guys must eat a lot of just junk food and fast food then, right?
No.
Really? You guys don't like Cheez-Its?
No.
Do you know? Wait. Do you know what Cheez-Its are?
Yes.
You do.
No.
Kenzie doesn't know.
I'm trying to quit.
Okay. So what's your favorite, Mackenzie? What's your favorite food?
Seaweed.
Seaweed. That's cool.
What's
Mackenzie?
Your
favorite? Mackenzie? That's my favorite food, too.
Seaweed. What are you, a mermaid?
Aiden, what's your favorite food?
Fish.
Fish? Really? That's cool. Is it a certain kind of fish?
No.
You dislike fish.
So octopus?
I've never tried octopus.
Okay.
So what foods do you not eat usually?
Gummy bears.
What food do you not eat, Mackenzie?
Chocolate.
Do you like chocolate?
A little.
A little bit?
Actually, chocolate's not bad for you, though, is it? In moderation?
Well, it depends probably on the quality of the chocolate.
Oh, I see.
But there's definitely sugar there. Well, here's a question then. Is it that mommy and daddy won't let you eat that stuff, or do you choose not to eat it? Or both?
I don't really like it.
You don't? What about you, Aiden?
He choose not what not to have and what to have.
You get to choose? Did mom and dad teach you why?
Because the stuff that they sell in supermarkets are very bad for your body.
So if your food, where does your food come from then if it doesn't come from supermarkets?
Farm.
Oh, your food comes from farms. Kenzie, do you eat food from farms?
A lot.
A lot. What kind of food do you like from the farms?
Carrots.
Yeah. What do you like, Aiden?
Cow.
I'm a big fan of cow myself.
So I bet your cows that you eat don't have chemicals in them, right?
No, they don't.
They don't.
That was really cute. That's so cute. Mom, can I have some more cow, please?
I have cow defrosting in my refrigerator, actually, right now. Kenzie, you don't really eat a lot of meat, though, do you? You don't really like meat. And not because we don't give it to you, but you kind of choose not to, huh? So what things do you not eat? Like, what ingredients in food would you choose not to eat?
High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup? You know that word? Yeah, that's food that we don't eat, right? Yeah. What about you, Aiden? Do you eat food that is like has food coloring and food flavoring, or do you try not to eat those foods?
I don't ever eat those foods.
Do you know why?
Because there are tons and tons of chemicals that will hurt your body.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is you guys eat food without chemicals, and you get adjusted, and you hardly ever get sick. So I think it's probably true that you are healthy, right? It sounds like it. Aiden, can you tell me why do you get adjusted?
Because adjustments help the bones in your spine get back into place.
That's true. And when your bones are in place, what does it help your body do?
Send messages to other parts of your body.
That's right. That's right. It helps your nerves. How often do you get adjusted?
Once a week.
Once a week. And that's not because you're hurt or you're sick. It's just because that's what you do, right?
Yes.
Does your whole family get adjusted?
Yes.
Yeah. How old's your little sister?
1 and will turn 2 on July 1st.
Yeah. And she's been getting adjusted almost since she was born, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty healthy like you.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mackenzie, does your whole family get adjusted?
A lot.
I wonder why.
How often do you get adjusted?
Once a week.
Yeah. Your whole life, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Do you think most people know how to eat well?
No.
No?
Not really.
What do you think what it is that do you wish you could tell them?
To not have junk food.
Yeah.
Why is she looking at me when she said that?
What were you going to say, Aiden?
Not to have McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because McDonald's has a lot of bad for you chemicals in their food.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald's kind of creepy anyway, I think. So, okay.
So Aiden, how do you choose what foods you're going to eat?
What foods are you have from a farm or if it was cooked in a microwave?
Can you explain that microwave comment?
Microwaves change the shapes of the food particles So when it comes out, all of the nutrients isn't there anymore.
It changes the molecular structure.
Mackenzie, do you have a microwave at your house?
No.
Do you know what a microwave is?
No.
No. How do you heat up food at your house?
The oven?
Yeah, or the toaster oven. So do you have a microwave, Aiden?
Yes, but I only use it for toasty toast, never food.
Toasty toast isn't food?
What's toasty toast?
It's sort of like a bean bag that you put it on in somewhere that's very cold and it warms you.
Oh, so it's not something you eat. It's like those bean bag things that help if like you have an ache or a pain, like a hot pack.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, I get it. That's pretty smart. That's a good
reason. I used to have one of those.
You did, and we used to put it in the oven. That's right. We've always found ways to help your body heal itself. And, you know, one of those ways that your body heals itself is when you get adjusted. At Spinal Corrective Center, we help lots of people get adjusted. Do you remember? Did you ever meet Santa Claus at the office?
Yes.
Do you remember that, Mackenzie?
Almost every year.
Almost every year, because Santa gets adjusted, right? Mm-hmm. Have you seen Santa get adjusted?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Almost every year.
Almost every year.
If you were to explain to one of your friends why they should get adjusted, what would you tell them?
It helps your body heal and send messages to other parts of your body.
So they work better?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mackenzie, who do you think should get adjusted?
Mackenzie, Maggie, and who else?
How about everybody?
Yeah.
Who shouldn't get adjusted?
No one.
That's right. Okay, here's a question. What do you think you could do to be even healthier?
Never have sugar.
That's a good one.
Always use honey for a sweetener.
Yeah. Is it hard to be healthy?
No, not really.
Why is it so easy?
All you have to do is have a lot of exercise and eat well.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you do that you think helps you be healthy?
Getting adjusted.
Do you think that you'll want to be adjusted for a little while longer or until you're an adult or your whole life? What do you think?
Our whole life.
Really? You want to be?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. What do you think you want to be when you grow up?
A chiropractor.
That was awesome. Okay, so Kenzie said a chiropractor. Really? You do?
Yes.
Okay, this is cool that this is officially on record. So we can say that when she was 7 and a half, she publicly proclaimed it, which would be fantastic.
Third generation. Nice.
And you want to be a zoologist, Aiden?
Yes.
That's cool. Tell us what a zoologist is.
It's someone who studies life.
Oh, so you want to study life. That's a pretty cool thing right there. I think you're off to a good start. Okay, so high fives. You guys are awesome patients, you're awesome kids, and you're awesome people. I'm so glad that I know you.
Thank you.
So last I checked, there's over 200 kids getting adjusted in our office, and that's pretty common all around the world in chiropractic offices. So if you want to learn more about our office in Amherst, New Hampshire, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/spinalcorrectivecenter or go to our website at spinalcorrectivecenter.com.
We'll see you soon. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.